to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes,
bless you, brother.
For I want to see you.
Do you?
Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, you're shining in the light of your glory.
Amen.
So pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy,
amen. You love him.
Holy, high and lifted up. Oh, you're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power,
amen.
As we sing, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy.
Amen and amen and amen.
Holy, holy,
holy,
and I want to see you.
Amen, amen and amen. I want to see him, don't you? It's been a wonderful time to follow all the way through the battle and everything, but I still want to see him. And then it'll be there. So amen for that. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody on the internet system. And we want to thank everybody for the doing of working and getting the internet system part to where that does work and keeps it going to where, you know, the people can listen. And, you know, if they can't get it right then, they can at least get the services, you know, from the church website. And so that's doing it. And we're getting a good many, I guess you call it connections on it, so that's making it work out good, you know, and everything in the to where we can do. Amen.
Right.
Okay. Amen. Oh, okay. All right. If you like turning your scripture, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2.
Amen.
And then we'll go to Philippians 2. And just think on these things. Lord willing, remember Richard and Aaron is driving back from up at his dad's. They've been up there working trying to fix a handicap ramp where he can go out and all, and just remember that. And we will try to get a hold of Aaron to see about the services Wednesday. You know, if not, we'll jump over and call Brother Luis. We'll have one of them in there.
Amen.
So we try to run the church, you know, the church just the way we was running it.
Amen.
Because they don't need to change any rules or regulations. You just keep on going. We get right down the line, okay? All right. 1 Corinthians and Philippians. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, Lord. We thank you for your understanding. Thank you for being you. And we just ask you now that you'd come on the scene and just open our understanding of thy word. That, Father, we may follow into thy footsteps and to see you, Lord, walking in the light. And then we can follow in those steps and walk with you. Have your way. Remember the sick ones among us, Brother Dick, Brother Al, and for Brother Dale, and for Brother Collie, and all of the different ones, and many, many sicknesses and things, their wife with their back hurting her and things, and just touch each one. And Lord, remember the around the world, all of this old situations going on, and we just plead the blood for everybody, because they're human beings, and all, and we believe that. We believe your bride is protected by the blood, but yet the blood is applied to all if we believe it. We thank you. Have your way. Now, as we read your word, you come and speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll go 14 through 16. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, now I like this, judgeth all things. Now watch. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Because see, if he's, if his judgment is correct, it would be the judgment of God. So then no man can come forth and try to add anything to or mess it up or anything. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Okay. Now keep that in mind. We have the mind of Christ. Now let's go to Philippians 2 and we'll go over to verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now notice the scripture speaks a lot about the mind, doesn't it? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. So we're still in our thought. I want to hold that as part of what we're doing. We're still in our part and thinking about the series part that we've been running through, and we just changed titles, but we're still kind of going with the point of thinking about that they without us cannot be made perfect. All right, we're still connected to that, and I hope this will, you know, the last message and this message and maybe another one will anchor that into a position that you can see why they without us cannot be made perfect more into view. The one thing that I want you to think about is, you know, even God is not complete without you, the prophet said. All right? See, because we're part of him, because he's in us, living in us. All right? See, then he's doing that, and that's the thing that we've been hitting the past couple of services, that makes a great mystery. And now it's unveiled unto us by way of the last day messenger to show us what those are. And we can talk about the engrafting of the Gentiles and things like that as coming in as the mystery, and that's fine. Amen. Let's do it. But that's not the full mystery. Right. Amen. Right. See, the full mystery is in Christ the mystery, according to the way I read it, is where the prophet said she's part of the mystery and she must be revealed, in other words. Right. She's part of the mystery, all right? What is it? Then down through time, God was waiting to a place not to just, now listen to the wording they use, not to just say engraft the Gentiles. That was great. That's wonderful. It's a wonderful spot. Don't misunderstand me. But the greater point that I've been trying to drive at is one thing, the very fact that Christ living in you by the new birth is, now listen to the wording, it's greater than to be, say, engrafted in. Because it's, you know, engrafting is you got to do some things, and all that's great. It comes forth, produces the product. But to me, the great mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world and come all the way down, and the prophet said we'll see it here in our day, is what? That the bride of Jesus Christ is part of the mystery. She's just not an engrafted thing. She's a very part of him. Amen. See, that before the foundation of the world, he knew all of this and would have it in order. He had it in his mind, and it would come out to be where that the church, amen, the bride of Christ, then everything would be waiting upon that bride, amen, to come to her place. That's the point I drove in, trying to get you to see it in the message, that see, they without us, no matter who it is, it be the Old Testament or it be the New Testament. And even we found there in our studies, if you want it, we'll read it in a minute, where he says that even God is not complete without you and me.
Amen.
Well, now that's a great mystery. You better believe that's a mystery. I can just see people, you know, on the internet, and they're listening to that, and you're making that statement and say, where is that at? You know, well, we just don't believe it like that. Well, why not? Why can't we believe that we're part of the mystery? If it's a threefold mystery, according to Christ, the mystery of God revealed, all God reported into Christ, all Christ into the church, take her back to the Garden of Eden. Well, then she's part of the mystery. And that's the thing that was hidden before the world. Sure, the engrafting of the Gentiles was hidden into that point that it, you know, it would not be understood until it would come down to that time. But still, it's not what the point that I'm trying to get us to see, that if the bride is part of the mystery, then she must be revealed. And the whole message then is revealing the mystery, you know, not just the message of Christ, the mystery, but the whole message that the prophet brought is driving to the one point. That's why I ask you to read or to listen to the unveiling of God, and then to listen to the mighty God unveiled, because both of those messages are wonderful situations as to explaining God and his ways and what he was and how he's not three and how he's this way, he's that way. But each one of those comes right down to the bride. And we got a little bit to go on after when we get through with a couple of messages that will back up to that and pick up that seed as it comes down to see how that everything works and comes forth. But see, all right, are you following me? So Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. All right. Now, what is the mind of Christ? I'm using that background part, see, and I want you to see it, because see, what is the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost dwelling in the individual, making that individual a part of God's complete plan and revelation. All right? There's your mind. Not your head, not your thoughts, not your ideas that floats through your brain. The mind that was in Christ, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's dwelling in your soul. It's not just in your brain. And that's wonderful for all that we've got there. You know, of the parts of the mechanical, and I thank God every day for the message that has been given unto us, that we've had the opportunity for 50 years now to study one message. You know, the entire Bible, the entire message of the prophet, not just one book or one thought, but the whole thing comes out. And when it does, it just keeps molding and molding to me as it just keeps rolling inward, or however how you would say it, until the whole point is, if we have the mind of Christ, we're his offspring. Get the point now and listen. I know that the engrafting and what that means to the Gentiles and what that is, the new birth. But see, really, to think about it, to come to the last part of your thinking, you're part of the mystery. And if you're a part of the mystery, then you're going to have to be revealed. All right? Now, what is revealed? We talk about revealed, and we say, well, revealed is one God. He's not the Father. He's the Father. He's the Son. He's the Holy Ghost, and all these things. All that is well and good, because that's thinking about the revelation. But really, what is the revelation of God? You say the mind of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we believe that. Huh? See, then, if the mind of Christ be the baptism of the Holy Ghost, see, where is the revealing coming forth? It's revealing you as part of God's plan. Think about that. Back even before the foundation of the world, he had in his mind what he was going to do according to Christ the mystery. He had it all in and laid out in his mind what he was going to do. Well, then come to find out, as it's going, he starts out like in Christ the mystery, explaining one God. That's why I want you to read some of these messages, like the unveiling of God. He starts out explaining one God. Yeah. But then he gets to the bride as being part of that God that is being revealed. See? All of your messages, if you'll get them out of the way, take Christ the mystery. He starts off as a plan and a purpose to unveil himself. Right? But then in a little bit, he is speaking of a church or a bride or a group of people. That's him made manifest and part of the mystery and got to be revealed. So if there's something about God to be revealed, you know, and I still believe that when we get out of this world, it'll still be opening to us. I've always believed that. I don't think you're going to end the word even when you get out of this world. It's just beginning. It will be just be the beginning point because we'll have enough understanding. Well, what about when you come to that point and he looks back at you and he says, but said, you were part of my mystery. You were part of my mystery because you're part of me. Amen. That's what makes him part of the mystery. That's what makes him to have to be revealed. Amen. Then you say, well now the revealing of Jesus and God, it reveals the Godhead, it reveals the this and that. Okay, it reveals the Godhead. See, then the Godhead's not complete without you. Amen. So now you're still right back to the mystery. See? It's a point of what I'm trying to say. It's a point of revealing not yourself. He never came to reveal himself. He came to reveal the Father, or to make that God known, make the Father known. See, all right? And see, that's what he's doing to me and you. He's waiting on the church to realize who she is and what she's doing here. And then he can move on the scene into that. Yep. All right. The prophet said, I have to back up. You remember that? Right. He said, now I can't go any further. Said, I'll have to back up until this catches up over here. Amen. All right. Now I'm serious about that. I think this about here is catching up. Right. You know, I think the world is catching up. Amen. I think it's caught up to the point that I don't see what it can be. I mean, a snap of a pen or a little whatever, they can just change anything and just make anything as a law and degrees and things, you know, and all. And you know, it's, I was at Terrence the other day and listening. One of the doctors was talking about it, and he had a good point. He said, they say, well, this has been proven to help. And this has been proven to help. He said, give me both of them. I mean, that's what he said. That's what he said. He said, just give me both of them. Because, hey, I'm in bad shape like it is. I mean, we're dying. And people are just passing away. Well, I'll try something. Yeah, but that makes guinea pigs. Hey, come on, we are the guinea pigs. We've been that the whole time. But a dead guinea pig ain't going to help nothing. Well, if you can give him something, give it to him. You know, you say, well, that's brutal. Why is it brutal? Whatever you can do to try to help mankind, you do what you can do. I'm just saying that point to get you to think about what the prophet said. When this over here catches up, he said, I'm dropping back until it's over here. Well, I believe he was talking about the world and the systems and the thing. And I think it's pretty well caught up right now. Because I've been here for 50 years in this message. And from that to now, I've been trying to figure out how in the world can this thing happen. Right? You know, I'm just serious. I've always been into that thinking. How can this thing happen? How can they just bloop and it's done? Well, we know now how it's done. See? You say, well, that's just because of this disease over there. No. There was more lost in that swine flu back there than where they are right now. They're getting up close because there's like a half a million or something died back in that, or how many million or something.
550,000.
Yeah. And now, see, it's catching up. All right. But see, if those things, if that's what the prophet is looking at, then we're looking at the end.
Amen.
And that's what I want you to do.
Amen.
Is to look at everything as a positive, complete point of view that it's here now.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, well, you're scaring us. Hey, I didn't scare you by putting out and sending you home from work and telling you could go home and get paid and all these things, and people are worried to death, see, about what all this situation is. I didn't start that. I'm telling you the Bible part of it.
Amen.
See? The Bible tells us there'll be perilous times. There'll be all kind of things happen.
Amen.
Well, here we are.
All right.
All right. We don't throw up our hands and quit.
No. Amen.
No.
Amen.
Because this is the part that was meant to be.
Amen.
All right. But you say, well, then you need to preach to us and tell us about this here and tell us about that there and what's over here. So what? You know, so what? It's coming. That's the best way for me to say it. I'm trying to get me and you to see who we are, and then you have no fear of what they are saying or trying to do. Your fear goes away because you realize that, hey, I'm a part of God. I'm not concerned with what the world is doing. I hate it because of the worldly situation. I hate for those, you know, hundreds of thousands of people dying, you know, and all that. That's bad. I mean, that's a bad point and all. But I like what Wade was saying about it the other day in his message there. The plagues and things come upon us because of turning down God's word.
Right?
I mean, it comes because we turn down God's word. Well, isn't it odd that all at once this fell through, blunk?
Exactly right. Yep.
What? 2 or 3 months after all of this started of saying the prophet was wrong and doing this, that, and the other, and going on and changing it from this part to that part and saying he missed it this way.
Yep.
And then all at once here comes a plague.
Yep.
Well, I don't think that's accidental now. I don't. I'm serious. I'm not trying to make no doomsday part out of it. I'm trying to make the truth out of it.
Amen.
To where that we look at the truth of it and say, okay.
Right.
But what is the other thing? See? The Bible, as we was reading out the other day and trying to bring, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we've got the promises. We don't have to worry about it. We're not promised that sickness won't come upon us, but we're promised that we have the promise within us, of the Holy Ghost within us, that we can ask our Father to take care of these things and He'll do it.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We have that.
Amen.
We have the right to pray, as I said. That might not mean unto you, but it is. Well, if they could take away a right to pray, we'd be in bad shape.
Right. Yeah.
See? But we still have that right to pray and to call upon our Father, and He'll come on the scene to do. Because that's what He's doing. He's here now to make, listen to the wording and get it right. He's not coming to make Himself known. That's been down through time. See? In the Old Testament, it came to a point of end in the Old Testament. What? With revealing God.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
But you know, it's odd, isn't it, that God walked out in human flesh.
Amen. Right?
Yeah. Right?
Amen.
The God that was being revealed, what was being revealed? Reveal is to make known.
Amen.
Or to make manifest. Amen. It's not that the thing, and that's what I'm trying to get us not to see, you know, to look at it and think that we're part of the mystery. Well, we got this over here to be revealed. No. Just find out who you are. See who you are.
Amen.
And what you're here for.
Amen.
Well, then you can go all the way back into the message. See, I can stand here now and my mind just runs back 30, 40, 50 years. See? In trying to get us to see who we are.
Amen.
And what we're here for.
Amen.
This is not a new thing to me. This is 50 years old. I mean, we've got the tapes and things back there far back, about 2000 and somewhere right around 2000 that we've got from there up to where we are now. So if you don't think that I'm telling the truth about it, you can go back there and listen. We had the others and we wound up being so many till we had to get rid of them, you know. But think about it. What do you think? Now I'm asking you a point where you'll get the connection. What do you think the prophet was saying when he was saying the bride is part of the mystery?
Amen.
You know. I mean, what do you think about that? Well, I think you're making too much out of us. But see, that ain't what I'm looking at. I ain't looking at your flesh and your being or what you are. I've never looked that way. I've always looked past that. That no matter what people done, I've been through horrible situations with ministers and things that, you know, ridiculed and done and all kind of things. But I never looked at that person with any hatred whatsoever. I never got up and lambasted them from the pulpit and, you know, and said a bunch of things and, oh, look at them, they've done this, that, this. So that means God, no. Because, see, that ain't what I'm interested in. I don't call that preaching. To get up and beat people to death with the gospel, I don't call that preaching. Well, the Lord told me to preach this. Like, well, okay, I'm not saying nothing. That's fine. Preach it. But make sure that he told you what to preach. Because I remember one brother in the message, you know, and he'd always made the statement and he'd say, Brother Branham told me what to preach. Well, everybody just flocked to him. He wound up being one of those seven guys that was supposed to have been the seven thunders back years ago, you know, okay. But anyhow, he was doing so, you know, I'm like this. I'm kind of interested in finding out what the story, all of it is. So I just asked him one day, I said, what is it that, you know, that you were told to preach? He said, hell, fire, and it hot. I said, well, that's what he told me to preach. He told every preacher that he calls to preach hell, fire, and it hot. But not the wrong way for it being hell, fire, and it hot. See, that's part of the doing, but I found out from that, see, people were afraid of him because they thought he had some kind of something that the prophet had told him and ordained him and, you know, and things and all of that. But, see, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in finding out who I am.
Amen.
Well, what do you mean? I'm Samuel Dale. I know who I am. Do you know who you was before the foundation of the world? Because remember, the real you is the one that was back there.
Amen.
Now you say, well, I'm not the real me. No, you're the real you, but you just got the wrong impersonation. You're thinking about trying to make known that fella that you're living in that body. Well, that ain't what I'm talking about. It ain't what God's talking about.
Amen.
It's making known the Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
See? Bringing the Word of God out into the open to where that you can see what God has been doing all these years and following it down. Like I said, 50 years I've been watching this. And seeing things and saying, Lord, no. what's this going to be? And see, we've always then been able to have basic answers to questions when people would come along, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? It's always been that God gave us some answers to those things that people were questioning. All right? And my question or my answer to any question is, what, like you say, what is the mind of Christ? Okay, we've got that in simplified form, right? See, we say the mind of Christ. What, well, we didn't know it was the mind. No, what is the mind of Christ? What does the prophet say about it? The mind of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not your natural mind, but the mind that was in Christ being you will make you a new creature, new creation. All right. So now we know that. All right. And we know then that what we're doing is we're not trying to build up some kind of a something that, hey, we got an image over here and we're trying to make that image. Now, we are that. That's the whole point. We're that that's being revealed. All right? See, then, Brother Branham says, I lost my mind, and now I've received the mind of Christ. He said, I lost my mind. He said, if you have the mind of Christ, then you're a new creation. But he says, what we need to do is lose our mind. Quit thinking about this brain. Quit thinking about those type of things. Get into thinking about the real thing that's being made known. Then you can see that you're every day, you're being revealed. Amen. You realize that God is living in you in two, you know, walking in 2 feet just like he was before. Amen. And the prophet said the only difference is the corporal body. Amen. Right? Amen. See, his corporal body was virgin born and things like that. Ours wasn't before the rest of it. Eternal life. If you have eternal life today, then that's what we're supposed to be doing to let the world know who we are and what we're here for. See, if somebody comes and asks you, what do you think about this? You've been in this message and what are you thinking? Well, I think it's supposed to do, and I don't mean it wrong now, but I think it's supposed to be this. I think it's supposed to be that. But where do you hear that the message is the revealing of Jesus Christ in you? That's what we need to hear. That's what brings hope to our soul and being. It's to realize that just us being born again Christians is fulfilling God's word and making known. See, the only way you can preach the gospel, you have to preach what's within you, right? Minister brother sitting here, you have to preach what's within you. Because if not, you're saying what somebody else says, and that won't do no good. It's what's something within you. There's where the point comes in. God told me to preach this, and I'll preach it. That brings it to the right point. Because that's what he's doing. He's coming, he's using you. Now, to think about it. We found a great mysterious point in our thoughts as we come down through the Hebrews 11:40 series part that we spin in. The one was what? Where Brother Branham says, lean not to your own understanding, number 5, if they want to pull it up, that God is not complete without us. Now that's something. It may not mean anything to you, but it certainly means something to me. Yeah. To think that I'm part of what he had before the world. And see, one of these days we're going to get on predestination. Because see, if you go back in predestination and you stop in foreknowledge, that's a wonderful place. That's wonderful. That's a good place to stop in foreknowledge and think it over. But just remember, God was a whole lot further than foreknowledge. Because his foreknowledge was that you was going to be him made manifest in this world. That's not just foreknowledge. That's saying what it is. The mystery. Listen. See, God is not complete without us. All right? And see, we saw another great point of understanding. What? What we've been talking on for a little bit. That Brother Branham in the Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, says she's part of the mystery. She is part of the mystery. Now, he's not complete without you. Now, we covered the last Sunday, where spoken word original seed, and it's, I gave you a couple of others where it was talking about that, you know, God wants to make himself known, yeah, but he wants to do it through me and you.
Amen.
See, he's using this illustration. He's using, we use the sisters because they ain't much different, a bunch of old men looking out at us. But, you know, you're going down to a store with your wife and everybody's looking at her, you know. Not lusting at that point, but they're looking at her and her dress and clothes and things like that, you know. And you're walking with your mom, you're walking along, you know. And they're looking at that and they're saying, there's something different there.
Amen.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's being revealed.
Amen.
God is being revealed in you.
Amen.
Because whatever he would be doing now, he would always have to be doing that. So he's trying to make known. And the sisters walk along, they see the hair, they see the clothes, the dress, the actions and reactions and the things, you know. And as they do, they say, well, there's something different about that person. Well, there is. Something has happened on the inside, see, that's doing, and then the outside is what's displaying the mystery.
Amen.
The mystery is that you realize, now listen, the mystery is that you realize who you are.
Amen.
Not that you quit wearing clothes of wrong type of clothes or quit cutting your hair or anything. That's great. That's wonderful. But that can be an act of works. And have nothing to do with Christianity. Who's that Crystal Gale or whatever her name is that has hair that just drags the ground along behind her and all? I'm not saying she's not a Christian. That's nothing to me. I'm just making the point. Does it make you a Christian because of the hair and the clothes and the things like that? No. It's that you have something that they don't have. I know I made a statement the other day, you know, and I never did finish it up, and Piggy said, man, you goofed on that one. But I was trying to explain the back fact of being a Christian. And we're supposed to be a Christian no matter where we're at.
Right.
You know, 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week, driving, running, doing, driving the trucks, hauling chicken. We're supposed to be doing that. And I made that statement. I said, it wouldn't matter to me. She put Marilyn Monroe on an island with just you alone. What was I saying? I was just saying that point. You wouldn't be running around lusting after her. See? You wouldn't be doing those things. You wouldn't be having problems with it. That was the point I was trying to get. If you're a true Christian. If you're a true Christian, sure, you could look at her and see and know all the things. But yet you look back and see, if I could get to her what I've got in me that come into my life and change me, it'll change her. That's what I thought Christianity was supposed to be. See? And see, our sisters wouldn't even think about it, but every day they're displaying Jesus Christ through their lives and things. And that's making known God. Because God is in them.
Amen.
Now, to the point of saying that you know, all women, no, this, I've always said it, the prostitutes in my day had long hair and long dresses. That wasn't the point. You know, it was back there because they was not, I don't know how you'd say it. That was just part of the day and the hour they were living. But listen, I thought that what Jesus Christ come to do was to make God known.
Amen.
Right? Is that not the point? Amen. See? He come to make God known. Amen. All right? Now, and making God known, God made him known.
Amen. Right?
And I've always said that about the people, if you'll just listen and think. What statement is I always made? If you'll make God known, he'll make you known.
Amen.
You just walk in the word of the hour that you've got and try to study that.
Yep.
And just be what you're supposed to be. We're supposed to be Christians. Huh? It's not something of trying to reveal, because that's the point of what I'm trying to drive to bring down. See, Jesus, when he came to make the Father known.
Amen.
He brought him out in the open that he could be seen.
Amen. All
right. Then he wasn't concerned about being seen. He was concerned about making his Father known.
Right.
Why wouldn't it be the same for you and me?
Amen.
Why would it not be that this message is not a book of rules? This message is not all these things. This message is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Personally to you.
Amen.
All right. Now, I hope this keeps adding on to the point of what I'm talking about. If it's so close to you that it's within you, then he's in you trying to make himself known again.
Amen.
He's trying to make us known.
Amen. Amen.
See? God is trying his best to make his children known to the world.
Amen.
Huh? That's why we don't do as the world. We don't run as the world. We don't go out of all of the things. We do what we do. We don't, in making a decision to where we would run the church to where we're running it now, see, naturally within my mind becomes thoughts of what other people will think. And there was a guy wrote in a paper in Gainesville the other day, and he said, "What are we doing?" He said, "Are we teaching our children that God is not real?" Or, you know, to do. He said, "We're closing our doors." Well, he had a good point. He had a good point. That was the way he was saying it. It was a good point. But the thing of it is, you can't operate under a good point.
Yeah.
You can say, "Well, we ordered just to come to church, and we ordered this, Brother Dale, I'm just upset with you because you didn't just say, we're going to house churches and we're going to do and all like that." Well, what if you do that and pass some diseases among you? Now what are you going to say? That's all I was doing. Was just complying to the government. But now when they start meddling with us and our teachings and our thoughts and our things, then it's time then to rebel. It's not time to rebel now. Now is the time to just sit back and wait and see what's going on. Just let it roll. Because we're learning what they're doing. They're setting up things right now that could be used at any split second.
Yeah.
All right. And in doing that, then we have to be prepared. We will. God will take care of it.
Amen.
You mean God is going, if you know, you mean God is wanting to make his children known, and then he's going, where's he going to put them? Right in the midst of the battle.
Amen.
Right? He's going to put his church right in the midst of the battle. We're not going to get a bypass of all things and no troubles and heartaches and things. We're not promised that. We're promised that there's many afflictions, but I like the rest of that scripture. But the Lord leadeth out of them all. Amen. See, we have the word that we can call upon our Father in the word to show him that he said these things. Amen. And believe it. Well, you think he's wanting to do that? You think he's wanting to kill us off anyway? No. But he's wanting us to stand up now and just be people of what we're supposed to be. Help everybody you can. Do what you can.
Amen.
Why? Because that's the Christian attitude, okay? Listen. But I want you to just think on this now. The bride is part of the mystery. And God is now revealing them. Because like I was quoting the other night where the prophet was saying, or the other day there, you know, he said that... What is he talking about? I'll think of it in a minute. But anyhow, he's trying to get us to see who we are and what we're doing here. And what did the prophet say? He said, when the bride does that and realizes who she is and what she's here for, what did he say? He said, she'll be an invincible army. All right. Then that's all I'm trying to get us to see. That's my purpose, is to get us to see who we are and what we're here for. We're not here to fight and, you know, all kind of, we're here to be Christians.
Right.
See? And it's to walk in the light of the Lord. And listen, if the bride, now listen to the point now for just a minute on this. If the bride is part of the mystery and she must be revealed, then now you can see why Brother Branham so emphatically states, yeah, that all God was, he poured into Christ. All right?
Yep.
All Christ he pours into the church. All right? So whatever was there in him being made manifest as he was walking the earth and doing is our example of what a true Christian is supposed to be, right?
Amen.
Was the way that Jesus was himself. All right? Then in that, then, all God was, that was what it was. There he was in Christ. I don't know. I was looking. It's probably 30, 40, or maybe more than that times that Brother Branham will use that very statement. All God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ into the church. Take her back to the Garden of Eden. The threefold purpose. All right? Now, if he's not complete without us, how could he be the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Are you listening? See, without us, he's not the fullness. You say, wait a minute, you're belittling God. No, I'm saying what your prophet is saying.
Amen.
You think what you want to about what I'm belittling. I'm not doing it. I'm building up God.
Amen.
Because remember one thing for sure. He brought us here.
Amen.
We're here to make our Father manifest. We're not here to make ourselves manifest. We're here to make our Father manifest and made known, and doing it, we look back and see that even the prophet's message, the whole message is a constant, I don't mean the word bombardment of it, of wrong thing, but it's a constant in every message that you'll see that he's speaking about what it is to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And how to be a Christian.
Right.
And what a Christian is supposed to be like.
Amen.
See? We're here now to make our Father known. Because that's what Jesus was doing. He made his Father known. So all God was, if he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Why did he pour that over into a church? Did he leave himself as nothing? No, no way. He enhanced or magnified. That's what I've always tried to get people to see, that, you know, that when God passes out, when the Holy Ghost goes out, then it's not God running out, and one of these days he's going to run out of Holy Ghost and ain't going to have no Holy Ghost left to give away. I've never believed nothing like that. The more he gives away, the more it increases.
Amen.
The more members of the body of Christ that comes into being, and it's more of him being made known and revealed.
That's right.
Not revealing me and you.
That's it.
See, that's where it's wrong. You think that it's doing it. Because you look in the Bible, like Wade was talking about the other day. Let's see, who was it when... the one that went out in the field, you know, and the servant went after, who was it? My goodness, didn't mean to bring these out, but I was thinking about, she comes out in the field and she sees him and she says, is that
Eliezer?
All right. Said, is that Isaac? She had been told so much about him, she knew exactly what he looked like. But she'd never seen him. But she knew what he looked like.
Amen.
She didn't have any problem jumping off the camel and taking off toward him.
Amen.
Because she knew who it was.
Amen.
That's what God's trying to get me and you to see.
Amen.
Sure, it's to see who he is. Amen. But it's to see who we are. You've always heard me make the statement about it. If David could whoop a lion, a giant, and a bear and thing without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what if he had the new birth? Man, he would have took on the whole nation by himself and wouldn't have cared. He said, bring him on, you know, because he would do. But he was that because he knew he had been ordained or anointed. Wade bringing this out, you remember the message. Ordained to be a king. And if he, as long as he was at, until he reached that throne, he didn't have to worry.
Amen.
He didn't have to be concerned. Now, once he reached the throne, it'd become a different situation because he'd become capable of being killed enough, but he couldn't have been killed for then. And see, that's that anointing.
Amen.
And that anointing came on Jesus on the River Jordan there to start his ministry. He couldn't be killed with that anointing on him. But now when the anointing left him in the garden.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know how I've always taught that. That anointing left him to be able to come upon you and me.
Amen.
Well, if it can come upon me and you, then we can't pass. No way Satan can do anything with us as long as that anointing is with us.
Amen.
All right. And once all of it is completed, once everything is fully made known and everything in order, then we could be to the point of being able to be killed. But you can't be killed now because you got the anointing on you.
Amen.
You just think about that. He's trying to get you to see who you are.
Amen.
Uh-huh. See? The mystery. Part of the threefold mystery. She's part of the threefold ministry. He's in the threefold ministry. She's part of him.
Amen.
So now go back to what I was saying then. All God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ into the church. The fullness. Do you think I was being received when I was trying my best there in 1969 and Athens, Georgia, to explain about that the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. But you see, the prophet was saying that. That was what I was trying to get the people to see. The Son of Man.
That's right.
Brother Branham is not the Son of Man.
No, right. Man, right.
He's a Son of Man.
Amen.
He's in the body of Christ, making him part of the body of Christ, making him part of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes. But the bride has to be the fullness. Something's got to happen, church. It can't just wind up with being this to anything. Something's got to happen.
Right.
Let's get a couple of these right here, and then we'll quit. Go ahead to number 12. Let's just jump over to there. Number 12, while they're getting there, it's from Christ the Mystery of God Revealed. He said he has showed and revealed in every type that is in the Bible. Therefore, the entire Bible is the revelation of God's mystery in Christ. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had, one purpose he wanted to achieve in the entire Bible. Now listen. And all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type and expressing what God's great goal is. And now in the last days, he has revealed it and showed it. And God's help, we'll see it right here this morning. What? That she's part of the mystery. Now get that, and then we'll go to the other. So follow me what I'm saying. The engrafting of the Gentiles is wonderful, because that is part of the mystery. All right. But there's something there that's more mysterious than just the Gentiles being grafted in. It's the mystery of the bride and Christ being one. It's you becoming one with your Father. You becoming one with Him. Right? Now, if that be true, then look what he says on Sirs, we would see Jesus. Jesus was God in flesh. And if Jesus is in you tonight, now listen. If Jesus is in you tonight, it's still God manifest himself in the last days. In other words, here we are, part of the mystery. Son of Man revealing himself in his church. In his church. Right? Part of the mystery, and it's promised to us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's identifying himself as he promised. Much more could we say in these last days as Son of Man, making himself known among his people in the form of his people.
Amen.
Now, I read that before, and you know where I'll be going on the next, because we'll go to the word amorphy.
Amen.
Next service, you know, changing his form, and I think where you can see it's in us. All right? But look, making himself known among his people in the form of his people. See? Not Son of God. See? Not Son of David. But Son of Man. The Son of Man was the supernatural. So we're living in the supernatural. Okay? Fullness of the Godhead bodily in his sons and daughters. Okay, let's get to Lysa 16. No leaven among you, that brings the entire fullness of the Godhead bodily among you. Now, no leaven. Let me take that just for a minute. No leaven among you. Huh?
Yep.
No ideas or thoughts or contrary doctrines. No leaven. Because leaven, when you add the leaven, you know, it makes rise, and that's, you don't do that in the communion bread. You make it, it doesn't have any bread, any leaven in it or anything, see. All right, because that's the way it's made. All right? No leaven. In other words, when it comes to a time, finally, that the bride of Jesus Christ will get rid of all of her ideas and thoughts and wonders about what's going on and settle down and just be what he told us we are and take that and do it. See, there's your leaven. It's your ideas or your thoughts or your something that you've come up with. Well, I think it's this way. I think I don't have no rights to think what it is. I mean, no leaven among you that brings the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right? Let's see, what is this one? On the mighty God unveiled. I didn't give him this one, okay, so don't look. Then it was God in them days, it was God in the man. His son, Jesus Christ. We believe that. Not just a prophet, not just an ordinary man, ordinary human. It was God in Christ. Amen. God in a man. The fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man. God in a man. Now it's God in men.
Amen.
The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church, manifesting or making known himself, fulfilling the word.
Amen.
Why can't we believe that?
Amen.
Why can't we believe that we are the body of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And the body follows the head. If you read, spoken words, reading the seed over and over, the body always follows the head.
Amen.
Huh? And see, in doing that then, we'll come out to realize who we are. I hope this don't become boring to the church in any point of thinking about it, of me trying to express something over and over. But I want you to see what you
are.
I want you to see what you are. See? Brother Gary Atkins, he said, I see here now that my point, he said, I can see because God is revealed in Jesus Christ. I said, that's great. But I said, now bring it to yourself. When God is revealed in you, now you're getting down to heaven and understand it. See? What is the new birth then? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you of what you are. He's making known to you who you are. You're part of him. And being part of him, then he's not complete without us. He'll never leave us. All right? Because he's united with us in the point to bring us his own life. And when we realize what we're doing here about that, see, then I've tried my best to preach to the ministers of the message and the things, you know, as what little bit I could to try to get them to see that it's not arguing over this or that or other. That's never been nothing in that. You know, it's finding out who you are. Reading it, you say, you mean that Bible is me?
Yeah.
No, my Bible says Job, we see. You know how the prophet says, take and put your name and say, by his stripes, I, Samuel Dale, am healed. Yeah. Well, now I can read over here and by his stripes, Paul is healed. Right. But that's no good.
No.
That won't heal me.
Right.
That healed Paul. It didn't heal, won't heal me. But when it comes to me reading and putting my name there, and see that all of these things is in the battle that's been going on. It's not a battle of human wits. It's a battle of realizing realization. Something happens, it just clicks. And you say, you mean that's what it is? Yes. That's what it is. That's what he's been trying to get us to see the whole time, who we are. No, Brother Dale, he's been trying to get us to see who he is. That should have been settled a long time ago. Now, that should have been settled a long time ago. When we come into the message and the prophet began to explain one God and brought it into being in the points and thought, man, I was elated because I had never seen that way of God being revealed. But then one day, let's see, we had, there was four of us in the car, and we'd listened to a tape. We had a battery-powered tape recorder. Old Kai, I guess. But anyhow, it was a battery-powered. Well, see, we'd take the tapes and we'd play them going to work. Well, it would work good because it had eight batteries. Well, you know, eight batteries now years ago, if it was a dollar a piece, it was money, you know, because doing it. Well, sometimes we'd goof up and didn't get the tapes, you know. I mean, the batteries to play the tape. I've sat there many a time from here to Dorval and turned that tape layer because it would have enough power to be able to bring forth the voice, but it wouldn't have enough power to run the mechanical part of the machine. I've sat there many a day and run that thing with a pencil. I ain't going to fool nothing like that. Yeah, well, you weren't interested in the word. I was interested in the word to hear what that prophet said. To hear what he was saying. That's why that I'm so emphatic about it. Like I said, I noticed in the last message. Come on, musician. Last message I was talking about. Sure, Brother Branham is a part of this. We're not in no way in the world trying to leave him out of anything. Right. He was the one that brought the message to us.
Right.
But yet he's not the message. The Lord Jesus is the message. And see, being part of the bride, then he's part of the mystery. Okay. Because he's part of the bride. And he's part of the mystery being revealed. Amen. Now our part is there. We've done 50 years of doing, you know, it's like they told them in the country overseas that, hey, you've come over here and told us about the prophet and the things and all of that. Said, now tell us what he taught. And I said something to the brother about it. I said, that means, you know, you need to send somebody over there that knows the message. You know, and let them teach the message. Because they know the prophet was a prophet. Now send them the message. Well, it stayed with the same old story, you know. But that won't never work out. But listen, I hope you'll go and think on these things. Because next what I want to do is hit these quotes, basically, of where Brother Ryan was talking about the bride being the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And let him tell us these things. Well, if she's part of it and we're talking about her, we're making her known. When I read the books, I'm trying to make Brother Branham known. You know what I'm saying? Brother Branham brought this message. Paul brought this. Peter brought this. I'm trying to make them known as to what they're doing because that's giving them their right place. It's making them known. Well, as I said a while ago, then if we make him known, he'll make us known. I ain't concerned about that. Go ahead. Let's stand. What do we got?
Let's sing that chorus, Jesus be the Lord of all.
Yeah.
Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart.
Right.
Jesus, I surrender all.
Do you?
Jesus, I surrender all. Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom.
Anybody have a need? Just think about it. We spent all of our life thinking that God was trying to make himself known. And that's true. But we didn't see that he had a mystery in his mind. He had something in his mind that goes back so far as back past all mankind and everything. Goes back into his mind. And then we get into that and see that right back there. That's what I said. One of these days I'll preach predestination. Because when you get back to there, it's not just foreknowledge. See, we go to foreknowledge. That's wonderful because that's predestination. God predestinates by his foreknowledge. But what does he predestinate? Himself. He's waiting on you and me to just realize who we are and what we're doing here. He'll take care of the rest of it. He the Lord of all the kingdoms are. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and your love unto us. And we pray that what we said that people on the internet outside and all here, and that we could all come to a realization of realizing one thing, Lord, that you're trying your best to make us known. And Lord, the prophet, as one of the quotes we had there, he said, we keep turning it down. We turn down you trying to make yourself known in us, because it's not us anyway. It's you living in us. But just have your way. Be with us. Go eat a natural meal and come back this afternoon. Be with Wade as he ministers. And let your grace and love be with each one. In Jesus' name. Amen.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Jesus be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. Oh, Jesus, I surrender.